The great Gita Jayanti in Szeged. Szeged is, you could say, one of the southernmost cities of Hungary. And then I returned in the evening. We had a meeting on our demonstration tomorrow. And there are some interesting developments, but I'm not going to speak about that at length right now. And this morning I gave a class from Fifth Canto. It was very interesting. It was about Bharat Maharaj leaving his palace, his kingdom, and going to Pulaha Ashram, which Bhagavatam said is in Haridwar. I take that to mean that it's up from Haridwar. I've been in Haridwar before, but generally just passed through it. I say that it's up from Haridwar because it also says that he was where the Shalagram Shilas abound in the river, which is the Gandaki River, and that's way up from Haridwar. But because Haridwar is the gate to Himalayas, then one could say it's the gate to all of these wonderful places. And Shukadeva Goswami makes an interesting statement that Bharat Maharaj ruled the world for 10 million years. Now that's interesting because even in Satyuga people live for 100,000 years. So how did he rule the world for 10 million years? I don't have an answer at this present moment, but the answer is that Shukadeva Goswami said he did, so he did. And Srila Prabhupada also repeated the same in the purport. But the main content of the verse was that Bharat Maharaj, he enjoyed what he inherited from his forefathers, specifically from his father, Maharaj Vrishabhdev. And when it was time to leave home, then he just left everything behind. And that was the theme of the class, also my theme today for the podcast, which is that the concept of renunciation, nirmama moha, that nothing is mine, that whatever I come across in this world, I just use for a short period of time, and thereafter I just move on with nothing in the same way that I came with nothing, is very important for one's advancement in Krishna consciousness. Vairagya Vidyara Nija Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means renunciation. If one can renounce everything at the beginning of life, all that much better. Better not to get entangled in Grihastha Ashram. However, if one does enter into Grihastha Ashram and then take responsibilities that may come along with it, at a certain point in life, one needs to retire. Here we see how Bharat Maharaj retired from not only Grihastha Ashram, but his duties. No doubt, although Shukadeva Goswami is just summarizing, no doubt he was well loved. If you're governing for 10 million years, you must be doing a good job. And people probably didn't want him to go. Still, you have to give up. People may say, oh, you're indispensable. But no one's indispensable because everyone dies, so you must be dispensable. And either be voluntarily so, or it's forced upon you. So Bharat Maharaj left. He left his duties, he left his family, he left his wife. That's Srila Prabhupada comments on different occasions. Although sometimes the wife would go, but sometimes the wife didn't go with the husband. Who knows what that reason was. In the case of Kardana Muni and Devahuti, Kardana Muni was Brahmin. So he took sannyas. In that case, the wife cannot go. Bhag Maharaj was a Kshatriya. His wife could have gone with him, but it seems that he either chose not to take her or they had some type of agreement, and so he went alone. For that type of renunciation to take place during one's life, one has to practice Krishna consciousness well. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Payogata Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Gyanam Chayadahuitaka. One has to practice Krishna consciousness diligently, and by doing so, then Gyanam Chayadahuitaka, causeless knowledge and detachment both awaken within the heart. And when one awakens, then one can just leave everything behind. The way that the Pandavas, they also accepted the responsibility that Krishna gave them for governing, albeit somewhat reluctantly, and they governed the earth for 32 years. But then as soon as Maharaj Yudhisthira heard that Krishna had left the world, that was it. But now if the Lord's gone, then our duty's finished. Now we're going. And he immediately left home. He left home and appears in a way that he didn't even communicate to Draupadi. They just left. Draupadi found out in the morning and she followed after them. And then they went together and they went up and up and up until finally Draupadi fell behind. But they didn't stop to save her. Ultimately, everyone has to face their fate themselves. Vanaprastha means just that. And although they didn't take any of their kingly possessions, they took their weapons. And at a certain point, Yudhisthira Maharaj told everyone, "Now you have to give up your weapons. Where we're going, you don't need weapons." So one after another, the brothers also gave those up. So that type of detachment, renunciation, needs to also awaken in us. But if our Krishna conscious practices throughout our Grihastha ashram, which we are practicing for 25 years, are not strong enough, then they won't waken up. Then one will continue on afterwards. Oh yes, now I've got to take care of my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, and I've got this nice house, and it's very comfortable. So, of course, going off to the forest in this day and age may not be a viable proposition, unless you happen to be living in South India or some other place like that. But living in the so close association of Vaishnavas, rendering full-time service, that's the essence of detachment. In other words, full-time service again, not getting distracted by the responsibilities of family life, which are a distraction. They are a distraction from the service to Krishna. So Bharat Maharaj is an example. We have so many examples, and ultimately we have Srila Prabhupada as an example. Srila Prabhupada also left. He left his family, he had his children, he had his wife, and he went to Jhansi. And then finally from Jhansi he went to Vrindavan, and he took sannyas. And Prabhupada's own example is also there for us, is that if not at the beginning of life, then, and not at the end, Pancha Urdham Vanam Vrajat, at the age of 50 at the latest, one should then what Bhagavatam talks about Yudhisthira Maharaj, take the fire of renunciation, accept the fire of renunciation within one's heart, and go. It may be painful, but still, that's one's duty. And if one is determined to achieve Krishna, then one realizes that yes, either I voluntarily renounce, or renunciation comes to me in the form of death, where you lose everything anyway. So better get credit for my renunciation now while I'm still alive, then get no credit at all, because death has forcibly taken everything away. But for that, Krishna consciousness has to be nicely, maturely practiced. Hare Krishna.